Chandler Jones with us on 93.7 WEEI. Bill Belichick, after the game, Chandler said, "We work on that all the time in practice. It was good to see the practice pay off in the game. You can't work on it to the degree that you drew it up, though, where you're actually scooping up your own block and racing 60 yards down the sideline for a score. There's a little extra athleticism beyond the X's and O's there, wasn't there?"
There was. There really was. Coach Belichick was right. We work on it every day. We work on it week in and week out, no matter who we're playing. That's one of the things we really try to take pride on here in New England. But, you know, the biggest thing was with blocking that kick, that was a team effort. And a lot of people probably don't understand, you know, everyone thinks, you know, Chandler Jones went out and blocked that kick and scooped and scored. But that was 100% 11 men on the New England Patriots. That was all of them. And I feel like, you know, what people understand is that other guys have to get penetration. And once everyone's getting effective penetration, certain gaps opened up.
Well, take us through it then. What else happened alongside you?
You usually see it from the outside, right? Guy kind of speed from the outside, diving in front. You came from the middle,
right. Which is like the cardinal sin for that offensive lineman to give up that inside.
Exactly. And that's what it is. And that's exactly what it is. Guys from the outside, you know, giving 110% off the edge, and it's opening up things on the inside, and my gap happened to be open. Now as far as, you know, I'm sorry to cut you off. But as far as, you know, me scooping it, you know, that was just a lucky bounce, I feel like. You know, I blocked it right into, you know, my running lane as I was attempting to block it, and the ball just, you know, one hopped right in front of my hand, so... and I just started running. Dev McCourty threw a great block, and it was a great 11-man team effort.
And was he expected you to get the ball back.
Right.
Yeah. Was he yapping? Was he, give me the ball, give me the ball?
You know, guys, it's a long way. He's 60 yards.
He wanted that ball from you. He wanted to take it from you.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, he did. It did. And then, you know, and I did see someone there. I just saw white gloves. I wasn't sure what team it was. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to take the ball because I don't know who's over here, and I might get tackled. I'm just going to run. And, you know, a lot of people ask me what was going through my mind while running.
Are you looking at the big screen?
No, I did not look at the big screen. You know, I had an interview yesterday, and they asked me what was going through my mind as I ran down the field. First of all, I didn't know it was that long. It didn't feel that long. What was it, 58 yards?
58, yeah.
58 yards? Yeah, it didn't feel like 58 yards. You know, our coaches do a good job of conditioning us. So,
oh, that's what it was.
Yeah, like I wasn't.
Never thought that 40 time would come into play, after the combine?
Actually, the 40 time was a little slow. Yeah, but what was going through my mind was just don't get caught. Don't get caught, you know, because I just know when I come in meetings Monday morning and we put that up on film, the whole team's probably going to laugh at me if I'm running too slow or if I get caught by a place kicker.
That's you going through your mind?
That was going through my mind. Just don't get caught, don't get caught, don't get caught, don't get caught. And then I cross the line and I say, yeah, I didn't get caught.
Chandler Jones with us from the New England Patriots. It's Patriots Monday on 93.7 WEEI. How about your play on defense besides just the field goal block, scoop, and score? You had a couple sacks, a couple quarterback hits. Real strong game for you statistically, and not just the stats, but the pressures, the impact. You were around the quarterback a bunch, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely, man. A lot of that credit goes to our coaches. You know, they did a good job of putting me, you know, in the situation or in the position to make plays, and that's what they do a good job of week in and week out. And I just, you know, I credit the coaches for my success and my teammates, the rest of my teammates.
Were you a little bummed out that Adrian Peterson wasn't playing, so you guys couldn't, since, you know, without him out there, you really couldn't, I guess, test, you know, how good you guys could be against the run? Were you hoping that he was going to be out there?
Adrian Peterson is a phenomenal player. He's a very good player. You know, I'm a fan of Adrian Peterson. I've always have been a fan, you know, being a sport of the, I'm a fan of the sport. You know, it would have been, I was kind of, not disappointed, but I feel like it would have been good. It would have been a great test for us and our defense to go out there and compete against him. So, you know, he didn't play, but that's unfortunate, and we just got to keep moving forward.
Did you guys change things up? The first series obviously didn't go great. They were throwing a lot of play action at you guys, you know, hitting the fullback, and it seems like secondary-wise you guys were a little confused. Next series, seems like you guys changed personnel fronts. Is that what happened after that first series?
Honestly, ultimately, I feel like we knew what we had to do. There wasn't really much to be said. You know, those guys came out there on that first drive, and they drove on us, and then they scored. And I feel like when we went back to that sideline, we all looked at each other, and we pretty much knew what we had to do. And we went out there, and we definitely did it.
You know, you were just talking about Adrian, obviously him not in that game, and that you were a fan of him, and I'm just, you know, I'm guessing obviously on the field as well. What was it like for you then being a fan of Adrian Peterson to find out the reasons why he wasn't in that game?
I'm going to leave that over in Minnesota. For, yeah. Like that was a good question, though.
Well, you know, you said you're a fan, so I want to kind of clear it up.
I'm a fan of his on-field activity. He's a great running back. He's a phenomenal running back. Off the field, I don't know him. I mean, I don't know a lot of players in the NFL, so. Yeah, he's a great player.
We were talking before about, you know, the defense. If Adrian was there and he did this, people would be like, oh, they stopped Adrian Peterson. He wasn't. I still liked just the aggressiveness that you guys had. I mean, you know, the 8 quarterback hits, all the hurries, the 6 sacks. That is kind of like what I would love to see, you know, every single week, just that attacking aggressiveness style. Did you feel that? Did you feel that there was a huge difference?
Did you dig into your inner a-hole?
How many weeks are we going to go in?
It's never going to go away. That one was for the ages. Are you kidding me?
How many weeks are we going to go in and out of the A-hole?
Hopefully, no, we only
20.
Yeah, 20. All the way through the Super Bowl.
That was terrible.
We're
going
to play this in Arizona. Are you kidding me?
But, yeah, guys were definitely flying around yesterday, and it's fun. And it's always fun. Football's fun. I mean, that's our job. But guys were just flying around yesterday, and it was just fun being out there and just, you know, we're out there just having fun. You know, when we watch film today and we break it down, you'll just see, you know, those few seconds after the clip is over, you see, you know, guys slapping hands and, you know, running around and maybe dancing. But it was a great time. We had a good time out there. But the biggest thing ultimately is just we're moving forward, ready for Oakland Raiders.
Well, to build off of what Lou asked, and also to amplify a point that you brought up earlier in the interview about the coaches putting you in a good position to succeed, there were a lot of concerns after last week that maybe you weren't often enough in a position where you could go after the quarterback. You're playing the 3-4 end. You're so much more responsible for creating alleys for the linebackers to fill and stopping the run. Did you talk to the coaches? The coaches talked to you during the course of the week about freeing you up a little bit more to get after the quarterback in this week? Was there a mentality that changed from week one to week two?
No, not at all. Not at all. There was no, you know, conversation about that at all. You know, Coach Belichick comes in with a game plan week out, and he says, hey, Chandler, this is what you're playing this week, and Chandler, this is what you're going to play this week, and that's what it's going to be, pretty much. And I enjoy it. I really do. And as far as, you know, talk about people saying me being placed in the wrong position, I don't feel like that at all. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like that was the best position for me to help the team. And, you know, you have to, you know, adapt to certain positions, and I feel like that's one of my strengths is the versatility. And I feel like Coach Belichick does a great job of taking advantage of my versatility.
Was there emphasis on just getting more excited about playing football and just, you know, being more into the game in general after what happened last week?
Like I said, that goes back to just us as a team, you know, as being players in the NFL, just knowing what we had to do, you know. A lot of the transition from, you know, not trying to look back because you never want to look back, but a lot of the transition from Miami to Minnesota was just, you know, I mean, not besides the coaching. The coaches do a good job of putting a great game plan together. But us as players, just knowing what we had to do, you know, knowing that the team that you saw out there in Miami, that's not us. And, you know, we had to, you know, recognize ourselves and put our feet down.
Lastly, on Oakland yet, you know, anything about the Raiders thinking ahead to them yet?
They're awful.
Don't say that.
No, you never admit it. Nobody else will, but we'll be talking about how awful they are all week long.
Could you pick their coach out of the lineup?
Yes.
Dennis Allen?
Listen, they're very good at all three facets, offense, defense, special teams. They're very talented, and they can do a lot of things. They're very explosive.
Complimentary football, I mean, that's them.
You know, and we're going to go out there, and I feel like in order for us to beat this team, we'll have to play our best game. And that's what we're going to try to do.
This is what Christian should have said when he was a player. The one time he got called in the Belichick's office and yelled at.
I feel like Christian was in Coach Belichick's office a lot when he was a player.
No!
Don't say that!
I don't know. I kind of get that vibe. I'm not sure.
Chandler's right about this. Let's share, Christian. Was that the only time or were there
it was
times?
The only. I learned my lesson the first time. Hey, listen, I was drinking the Kool-Aid. I was saying all the right things. I had one brief moment of truth and honesty in me after a win. That's it. You, on the other hand, listen, you're learning at a very young age.
Thank you.
Okay? Took me a while to figure it out.
Well, let's erase it. I don't think there's any Kool-Aid to be. I think that Coach Belichick does a good job of drafting guys.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
but listen, see, you only know one team, though, Chandler. When you go to other teams, they just don't necessarily have the same mentality that this team, that these players have. Like, you know, like, this is you wouldn't say something to give somebody else any material whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Like, you know the right thing to say, as vague as it may be sometimes, but you're smart enough and you're entertaining enough to give us something to play with. You know, we know, like, you know, what you guys need to say to protect yourselves. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so stay out of Bill's office unless he's going to give you some sort of reward or a pat on the back.
or unless I'm Christian for you.
Yes. There you go.
Chandler, thanks a bunch, man. Congratulations to the game, and good luck against the Raiders next week.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, that's all right. Chandler Jones on 93.7 WEEI, part of our Patriots Monday coverage. Julian Edelman, who had a solid game as well for New England. He's coming up in the noon hour as well.